Once there was a rabbit who had a very important job. Rabbit was in charge of Boss Bunny's garden. It was a magnificent, amazing, and beautiful garden, and our friend Rabbit was in charge of making sure that it stayed healthy and growing and productive. Boss Bunny, though, was starting to hear some complaints. Rabbit is being wasteful of the resources in the garden. We don't think Rabbit is taking the kind of care that should be taken with the garden. And so Boss Bunny summoned Rabbit to a meeting and said, "What is this I hear about you? I would like a full report of your management. You are not going to be able to be in charge of my garden anymore." "Uh-oh," thought Rabbit as he left the meeting. "I've lost my job. I'm not going to be able to be in charge anymore, and I don't think that I'm strong enough to dig like other rabbits or plant or weed like the other rabbits. And I certainly would be way too embarrassed to ask them to help me. What am I going to do?" And the best thing Rabbit thought, the best thing would be, he thought, if I could get someone to welcome me into their burrow and let me stay with them and share their meals. I wonder if I have a way to get the other rabbits to welcome me. Well, because Bunny had been in charge of the garden for so long, he realized that there were some rabbits who had borrowed food from the garden. And so he sent a message to all those rabbits, "Come and see me." And when they came, he said, "How much do you owe?" One rabbit said, "Well, I owe 30 cabbages." "Let's make it 20, said Rabbit. Another one said, "I owe 10 carrots." "Let's make it 5, said Rabbit. Another one said, "I owe 80 beets. Let's call it 48, said Rabbit. "Huh, that was pretty smart, said Boss Bunny when he found out what Rabbit had done. "I guess the rabbits in this community have found a new appreciation for you, since you figured out that you better hurry up and make friends by giving away stuff that isn't even yours to begin with. I guess maybe they just might welcome you when they see you coming down the road." Now, Jesus told a story really just like this story, only he told it about people instead of about rabbits. And when he told it, there were some people who didn't like it very much, and they decided to make fun of the story and make fun of Jesus. And what he said to them was, "You know, you have all these excuses and all these explanations for what you're doing, which is really trying to make yourself look good." He said, "But God knows your heart. And I got to tell you that what you think is impressive and what might be impressive to other people is not necessarily the thing that matters most to God." Now, Jesus' stories give us a lot to think about. And this story makes us wonder and think about, well, what does it mean to really be faithful? What does it mean to be honest? What does it mean to be trustworthy? When we have questions like that, one good thing to do is pray. So find somebody to hold hands with. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer together. Dear God, we want to love you and live for you in a way that brings you honor and glory. Help us, God, to remember that you know us inside and out, and that there's no use pretending you can't see what we're up to. Help us remember, God, that our safety and our hope is in you. And may the questions awakened in us by Jesus and his stories guide us to more kingdom-centered living. Amen.